Hello, and welcome to another intriguing episode of My Dog Will Eat My Face. Now, this week, I'm going to keep things pretty short because we do have the holiday right around the corner. It's the Thanksgiving holiday for those of you in other countries. It's celebrated in the United States and a different time, or a different day, I should say, in Canada. And it's apparently, I guess, one of the most important holidays of the year, at least in the States. And a lot of people travel to see family and be with family or friends and celebrate. So, it's really not the best time to lay out an intriguing podcast. And I hope if with anyone that is listening to this, they are at the very least listening to it maybe in the car on the way to go see family, or sitting on a plane or in an airport waiting to board to go see family. Or maybe they've already got family coming to them and they're just listening to this to take a break from making the homestead and all their plans ready for the holiday. I don't know. Bottom line is, I sincerely hope you're not wasting your time by listening to podcasts when it's a time meant to be with family and friends. But that being said, you are here for some reason nonetheless. And with that, I'm going to keep it kind of brief and share with you at least some of my two cents with respect to the holiday. As we move forward, I have to confess that even I am one of those people that is not expecting to travel anywhere for the holiday or have anyone come to me for the holiday. And in fact, I don't have any particular plans for the holiday. For me, in many ways, it will just be any other Thursday. So don't feel too bad if you're one of those, because that's actually the boat that I am in. So, yeah, I guess, yeah, you shouldn't be shamed if you don't have any plans for the holiday. But it's actually kind of sad. For me, at least, because Thanksgiving was absolutely one of my most favorite holidays, even as a kid. Way more so than Christmas or anything else. And the reason for it is because I was so enchanted with the idea of having a national day to pause and have gratitude for the things in your life that are things you should be thankful for. I was never religious per se, and even onward as I eventually became an atheist, I still thought that a whole movement, a whole national day to have gratitude, even though it's not going to some big daddy in the sky, is just being thankful for the things you have, was absolutely an amazing event. I thought as a child that was something that was warranted, and it wasn't commercialized with all the stupid stuff like you see with Christmas, where it's just all about buying things and getting ahead of the Joneses, it seems like. But I mean, I knew this even when I was a small kid. When I was a small kid, absolutely my favorite holiday was Thanksgiving. And I never believed in the stupid, childish story behind it. I don't think I was even ever told it, frankly. You know, the whole ill-constructed story of the pilgrims giving thanks before winter with the Native Americans that taught them how to live in the new world, and they all came together and feasted together. No, I never believed in that, and I don't think that was ever spoon-fed to me, thank goodness. So luckily, I didn't ever have that kind of obnoxious riffraff introduced to me. So even as a child, it really was simply because it was an entire day dedicated not to a person or a god or anything else except taking stock of those things that you should be grateful for in your life. And honestly, I love good food too, so that was the only extra double whammy for me. Where it also meant I got to eat a lot of good food. And I guess that was just me blossoming into becoming a foodie eventually. And that was probably the other part of it that I definitely appreciated. just engorging myself on food and not doing it for any other reason except to be thankful for your ability to do that. So I was buying it all the time, and it really was absolutely my most favorite holiday ever. Now, as I became an adult and moved out of my parents' home, and my immediate family became broken up amongst different states and so on, I never really continued celebrating it like I would before, but that was kind of sad because I think it was absolutely my favorite holiday for a very pure, you know, very good reason. I was, even at a young age, grasping at the concept of gratitude and realizing the value behind that. So, I do admit, I got less in touch with it as an adult because I really had no one to celebrate with. And to me, it was just a nice long weekend. So that's all there was to it for me. But I still, to this day, though, if I think about it, I still see nobility in the holiday. And I think that's something that you don't normally see in a lot of religious or national holidays. And that's therefore still something that I think is worthy of immense respect. So with all that being said, I could easily say to all of my listeners to have that sense of gratitude for the things in your life that you're thankful for. And that's something, though, I think is repeated ad nauseum so much that it's almost lost a lot of meaning with a lot of people, to be honest. So, what I'm going to propose is something that might blow your mind. And it's something that I've learned gradually over time to do as well. And what that thing is don't be merely thankful for those good things in your life. I mean, by all means, you should be thankful for those things that are good in your life, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it shouldn't stop there. And the best way to approach happiness and gratitude itself is to be thankful for everything in your life. Even those things that bring you sorrow, or did bring you trouble or sorrow. I know I've said it before many times that one of my most favorite quotes is from Virgil's Aeneid, where Aeneas says to his followers all scattered on the beachfront of the North African continent, battered down by a storm in their boat, trying to flee the eastern Mediterranean and just getting destroyed and scattered to the wind, basically, and all over the beach, when he said, "Comrades, you and I have had a long acquaintance with sorrow. Evils still worse we have known. These too will end. Call back courage. Send away gloomy fear. Perhaps one day to remember these troubles too will bring you pleasure." And that statement, written again by Virgil and this character Aeneas 2,000 years ago, is saying exactly what I'm trying to say here. That even your troubles and sorrows, or even worse than that, evil still worse, will one day bring you pleasure. Now you might be asking, how on earth is that possible? How can a negative event bring you pleasure? So, to introduce that concept, I've got to tell you a personal story of mine. Where I was talking to a person on my staff when I was at work. When they asked me, basically, if I could change my lot in life or somehow adjust my luck for the better of some things that were really bad in my life, such as my birth defect, which was caused me severe pulmonary hypertension and heart failure. When this person asked me if I would change those things, if I could, and I thought for a moment and said no. That made her kind of thrown aback. So I had to explain myself, and I said, it's all those things, as well as the good things, that came together to form me the person that I am. No. And I don't know life any other way but to be who I am. And I am thankful for who I am. So I would not take any option to have those things changed in my life. She was taken quite aback at my answer, and she said that was probably the most self-actualized comment and perception she had ever encountered. Which, it's a good thing. She was amazed. She was floored. And I meant it then, and I mean it now. Those things in life that bring you sorrow, that bring you trouble, will always pass to something else. Maybe it goes on to something worse. Maybe it goes on to something better. But everything does pass, one way or another. And if you value yourself today, your personality, your mind, if you're at peace with who you are, so much so you would not have it any other way if given the option, then you realize it's those bad moments even that make us who we are and what we should also be thankful for those. Because without them, who knows what we would have been. Maybe I'd be a mass murderer or something without some of my weird negative experiences in life. I don't know. That's an extreme example. But, and I really don't suspect that, but you never know. I do not want to change who I am as a person. And so I would not dare risk doing that by removing those things that are even parts of ill fortune in my life. And so I am going to challenge all of you to take it one step further, to not just be thankful for those things in your life that bring you happiness, but thankful for all those bad events that made you who you are as a person today. Because without even those bad experiences, you probably shouldn't take the risk of changing who you are as a person. And if you truly are at peace and happy with who you are as a person, then even the bad things come into view as something that you are also thankful for. So, that's my challenge to all my listeners. Take it a step further. Don't just be thankful and give gratitude for those things that are obviously good in your life, but so too have that same level of gratitude for those things that, although painful or negative in some way, did make you who you are today. And for that, you should be thankful and give gratitude to everything in your life, even the bad stuff. Now, with all that being said, I'm going to stick to my promise and leave this as a short podcast. So, one can fully absorb that different perspective that I laid out, respective to gratitude and how it should be given to not just the good things in life, but also the things that are bad. If you've never heard something like that before, that's a lot to chew on. And I also said, I hope you are traveling somewhere or expecting people to see you or have some other plans for the holiday. So I do honestly want to stick to my word this week and try to keep this podcast short. I'm really trying. Last time I think I said that, it ended up over an hour. So, I've got a lot to make up for. Anyway, so definitely pause and think upon that. Also, it goes without saying, please hug your children or your parents or anyone else in your family, your significant other, your dog, your, I don't know, your neighbor, anyone who's positive in your life. Because I think one of the most important things is to be sure that the people who are good at something or give value to you in your life should be aware of it. And you can't rely on someone else making them aware of it. Whereas even it might be something obvious with you, even then, state the obvious, because it might not be obvious to them. And be sure to inform them the value they bring to you and your life. That's the only other thing I'll beg from each of you. Because one of the only things I think I really do regret is not saying all the things and how much love I had for people before they passed away unexpectedly. It happened at any time. So any day is a good day to tell people what they mean to you. You'll make their day, and you'll thank yourself later for doing that. Trust me. So, with all that being said, I shall close this out now. Wish you a happy Thanksgiving. And sincerely hope that maybe some of you find some value in this different perspective on gratitude. So, I will speak to you again. Thank you so much for your support. I thank you dearly for listening. If you wish to support the podcast, you can go to the Spotify homepage and click on Support This Podcast there, or go to patreon.com/mydogwilleatmyface, and you can get some little extras there where I actually share some photos of things in my life and people, important people to me in my life, and even my dog, who is the namesake of my tongue-in-cheek podcast name. So, You get all those at least from being a member on Patreon. But I will speak to you again soon. And for now, auf Wiedersehen.